Number 47! Stop chattering to 34 and get back to work immediately! Speckle shouted from across the room.
Yes, sir. Back to work. Right away!
Replied Tom, instinctively, pretending to be a dutiful servant. He knew too well that talking violated the sacred Weatherly rulebook, a 75-page document of laws and regulations all orphans had to memorize when they arrived. Any violation of these rules resulted in punishment, the penalties varying in length and severity. However, some rules were made to be broken. It was the orphans' only way to survive here. They did what they were told and got away with what they could.
Shameful!
The old man barely mouthed the word. John Becker saw him and shared the sentiment. The man sat at the back of the crowded subway car and shook his head almost imperceptibly.
Shameful!
Becker turned to the two SS guards bullying a middle-aged Jew in the front of the car. The silent passengers fidgeted, their winter clothes too much for the subterranean warmth. The life of a trial lawyer is often lonely and thankless. When called into battle, a trial lawyer's client expects a victory, no matter the odds. Trials are like war, and war can be hell, for the losing party, their loved ones, and the lawyers fighting them. In the end, someone may lose their freedom, their fortune, or both.
You could have died.
Oh, of course. Remind me of how much I owe the great Thomas Berrington. I didn't mean it that way, which was the truth. But Thomas understood Jorge's reaction. He had been one of Thomas's first surgeries, and he meant what he said, that Jorge would likely have died if someone else had carried it out.
One morning, Zobot burst into the room while Prax was still fast asleep. Instead of saying, "Wake up, Prax!" he went,
"Croak,
bleep, ring, ring."
"What's going on?" Prax said, as he jumped out of bed.
The first modern Olympics was held in 1896 in the Greek capital of Athens. Throughout the 19th century, there had been several attempts to resurrect the Games, most in celebration of Greek independence from the Ottoman Empire, but none had captured the imagination of the international community.